Okay. Hey everyone. How's it going? Hope you're having a good day so far. Podcast people, hello. YouTube people, hello. We're going to skip the usual introductions that I usually like to do in these videos, and let's just dive right into our topic. And the topic today is a really exciting one. It's all about learning a language in a very short period of time. Anyone who's followed my content for any amount of time, you know that typically the messaging that I communicate when it comes to language learning is all about being as patient as possible, being patient when learning a language, taking your time, understanding that it's going to be something that takes a long time. And I think generally speaking, I still believe that. But I saw something the other day that planted a new seed in my mind. I saw someone who made a video that was how he learned Spanish in a week. There's various people who've made these videos. I've seen various versions of these videos, but usually when I watch them, I think to myself, you didn't really learn it in a week. You had some previous knowledge. Oh, you did study back in high school, blah, blah, blah. There's always some caveat where I think to myself, you didn't really properly learn it within a week, or you did something really extreme. Like, I always have some kind of reservation when I see those videos. But I saw one the other day, I put it in the YouTube description box in case you want to see it, of someone who learned Spanish in a week. And he kind of talked about his process. He was quite transparent with how he did it. He made a couple of follow-up videos as well as how he progressed past 1 week and how fluent he was after 2 weeks and 3 weeks and a month and such and such and such. And he has a variety of other videos on the channel. And it got me thinking as I was watching. And I thought to myself, most people who are trying to learn another language, typically their goal in their mind is not necessarily to achieve a super fluent, near native level of fluency. All they really want to do is they want to be able to start communicating, and they want to start having conversations. They want to be conversational. They want to be able to do that. They want to be able to be functional as possible in the target language. That's typically what people are working towards. And when I looked at the approach that the individual in our YouTube comments here, when I looked at how he approached it, it got me thinking that, I could probably put together a program for people where it's a very intensive program that within, let's say, a two to four week window, I could get someone in French or Spanish to being pretty darn conversational in the language. Pronunciation won't be perfect. Grammar won't be perfect. They're going to make mistakes. They're not going to be a near native level of fluency, but they're at a point where they can communicate with people. When people talk to them, they can reply. They can generally understand what is said to them. And they could have a level that is similar to, you know, this one individual in our YouTube comments here that I've written. For people on the podcast that don't have that link, I'll give you the YouTube channel. It's spelled X-I-A-O, X-I-A-O-M-A-N-Y-C. So X-I-A-O-M-A-N-Y-C. If you search that YouTube channel, you will find his channel, and if you literally just search learn Spanish in 2 weeks and you put his channel in the search bar, you're going to come across his channel. Maybe I'll even try and put the link to his channel or something in the podcast description if I remember to do so. And it's really impressive. I think that's something that's really practical. That if someone has, you know, a period in their life where they have, essentially, they can put a full-time focus towards learning a language, and they do it in a way that is reasonably strategic, I think that you can definitely, within a very short period of time, achieve a certain level of conversation, a certain conversational level in that language. And because of that, I did want to say, I actually want to run this as an experiment. I do want to do an experiment. If you're interested in doing so, if you would like to learn French or Spanish and you have 2 to 6 weeks, let's say 2 to 4 weeks, let's say 2 to 6 weeks, you have 2 to 6 weeks where you can give it an intensive focus, and you would like to try learning that language in a very short period of time and to really get a pretty conversational level within that period of time, I would love to work with you. And I would love to work with you at a very discounted rate. I would probably charge something in the range of $500 to $1,000, I would ideally probably like to do it in small groups, probably small group of two or three. And I would love to work with you. We would have class probably 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day, you're going to be with me. We're going to be learning a lot. I'm going to give you precise steps to follow outside of class, what kinds of videos to watch, you know, what kinds of activities to partake in, what kind of homework should you be doing, you know, how should that look, in order to basically give you the best shot of having a pretty darn conversational level in French or Spanish, which is two languages I really feel comfortable teaching. I'm the most comfortable teaching. And I think I could really help you get there. The individual in the video did it by himself. He didn't really do it with classes. He kind of talked to people in VR chat. He went on chat roulette. He would organize practice sessions with other native speakers of Spanish. He would, you know, Google and go on Google, on different blogs and YouTube channels and such, which by all means you can do that as well. But if you happen to have, you know, let's say that $500 to $1,000, depending on how many weeks we're going to do it for, but somewhere in that range, $500 to $1,000, something like that, you've got that in your price range. You have at some point coming up, let's say a 2 to 6 week window where you can really give French or Spanish 100% of your effort, really give it a full attention and dedicate yourself full time to it. You know, I'd be more than happy to discuss it with you and chat about with you how does that look and run that as an experiment for me so I can get some experience with it. When you think about $500 to $1,000, like, and I'm going to be given, you're going to be my full-time focus, basically very close to a full-time focus for that 2 to 6 week window. I'm going to be rearranging my schedule, my other students, my other classes. I'm going to really, you'll be getting a full dedication of my time, essentially, for that 2 to 6 week window. In order for me to run that experiment, to really work with you and see what kinds of problems do you have? How do I help you work through that? How can I kind of refine that program? And if it works really well, I'd like to offer that as a program, you know, for others, and to offer like a full-time program that's super intensive to help people get to really fluent levels. So, so that's something I want to talk about. I think it's definitely possible for the right person. If you have that 2 to 4, 6 week, 5 week window, you can really do a lot of damage with a full-time focus. So assuming you spend your time correctly. If you go to, I put a link in the description podcast. I think I'll put it in the podcast too. I'll put a link in the description box where you can book a time to chat with me if you'd like to discuss that. Either way, one thing I have for anyone online, anyone can book up to 2 hours of free private classes with me regardless, no strings attached. So if you'd like to do that, I'll put a link in the description box for that as well. So regardless, I'd recommend you guys take advantage of that. That's a promotion I do for my business because I just know that when you go through the classes, the quality of instruction will be so good that either A, you're going to want to, you'll be more than happy to share it on your social profiles, which will help me and help the business grow, or you're just going to continue taking classes because you're going to have such a great time. So that's the first thing I want to talk about today. The second thing, I'm going to open up my phone here, was a question I received on Instagram. I'm going to read it out here, which is, "Hey Azarin, I'm looking to teach Korean to others, but I'm finding that as a native speaker who doesn't know how I learned the language in the first place, it's actually harder to teach. English, for example, is a lot easier to teach because it's my second language. Do you have any tips for someone like me?" I can definitely relate to that. It's why, for example, me teaching English is more challenging for me than me teaching, for example, French or Spanish. I have certain advantages in English. You're way less likely to find an expression or a word or something that I don't understand. But in French or Spanish, you might find something that I have to even Google or look it up. English, it's way less likely to happen. So there's an advantage there. It's my mother tongue, and there's definitely an advantage. But for sure, there's a disadvantage that I don't know English grammar to the same depth that I know French and Spanish grammar. You know, I have so much experience, so much more experience, for example, French, Spanish, even Mandarin, really. With the types of challenges that learners face. I've even faced some of those challenges, so that makes a lot of sense to me. I think one piece of advice I would give you is to start getting some experience with teaching Korean. And when in your classes, when people ask you questions that you don't know the answers to, write those questions down and research them and find the answer by the next class. I think a lot of people get hesitant to teach a language because they're worried that they're not going to know how to respond to a student's question. They don't know how to answer a question. They don't know what to say. And they get those kinds of thoughts like, oh my God, what if they ask me something and I don't know the answer? What do I do about that? Well, all you do is you tell them flat out, hey, sometimes I'm not going to know the answer to your question. Especially if you're a new teacher, that might be a good idea for you, just to be really upfront about that. And you say, but if I don't know, we're going to write it down. I'll write it down and I will have the answer for you prepared by our next lesson. And then you do some research. You go on Google and YouTube and you think about it. You ask around. And then the next time someone asks you that question, you already have the answer ready to go. When I first started teaching French, that was often what would happen. People would ask me questions and I didn't always immediately know the answers. And I would have to go research them. I'd have to find out. I'd have to think about it. You know, that would happen. Nowadays, it still happens sometimes. You should ask some of my students. Sometimes I still Google stuff. I look it up because I don't know everything, right? I don't know everything. Or sometimes I know that something sounds right, but I forget how the grammar works. I forget why it works that way. So I have to Google it. I have to look it up. And so, but it happens way less often now, way less often, because I have so much more experience with teaching those languages that I've been asked so many of the common questions that I can do a lot of it in my sleep. But that comes with time and experience. And so the best thing I can say is start teaching, keep your price nice and low, become like a tutor, right? Become a tutor, keep your price lower than what the average price is on purpose, because you're new, get some experience. When you don't know the answer, look it up, tell your student by the next class. And then with time, as you get more experience, you can start to increase your prices and start to get other people that are paying you more what you would ideally like to be paid. That's the number one piece of advice that I could give you. Number one thing. So start teaching, be very upfront that sometimes you might not know the answer, and you'll look it up if that happens. That's how I always start when I teach a new language. If I'm kind of a little bit nervous, I'm just super honest of my level, what expectations they can have of me, and yeah. So we'll wrap this up here. As I said before, in the description box, you're gonna find those links to book a free class with me. You can book up to 2 hours of free private classes with me. I know you guys will like it. No strings attached. If you're interested in the intensive French or Spanish lessons, the experiment that I want to run. So again, if you have 2 to 6 weeks of time where you can give a full-time focus to French or Spanish, and you would like to work with me on a full-time basis for 2 to 6 weeks window, the price will be very, very affordable because I'm running this as an experiment. As I said, probably $500 to $1,000, somewhere in that range. Ideally, I'd like to group you with someone else because I'm gonna basically put my life on hold for you. We're gonna pause on my life for a couple of weeks, 2 to 6 weeks, pause a lot of my students, pause a lot of my other classes. You're gonna have my focus for that 2 to 6 weeks. So I put links in the description box if you'd like to book that. It's gonna be Calendly. If you'd like to discuss that, calendly.com/Azarin. Free class, or you can do calendly.com/Azarin/classes. So anyway, gotta take off. Appreciate your attention as always. Podcast. See you later. Bye-bye.